ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's said to be the world's largest cabaret festival of its kind, and organisers have just launched the full program for this year's Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which runs in June. Full is the key word here, with an incredible range of performers and acts, from singer Missy Higgins, Lisa Simone, Nina Simone's daughter, and including everything from musical comedy to world-class singers, storytellers, and also a moving tribute to the late Olivia Newton-John, among many more. Artistic director Virginia Gay says the Adelaide Cabaret Festival is known by audiences and stars around the world, and it's true, actually, because I've had people mention it to me as I've travelled before. Virginia, welcome.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
Lovely to have you on the show. You've described cabaret as beguiling in its simplicity. What does that mean?
Absolutely it is. Well, it's a really simple art form when you reduce it down to the absolute, like, the simplest form. What is it? It's stories into song, right? And so if you say that that is the simplest form of how we can describe cabaret, then when I pitched for this job, and my God, did I pitch for it? Oh my God, I threw everything into it.
Did you?
I was, oh yeah, absolutely. I was like, this is my dream job. This is what I would do. I said, like, how much variety can we offer within that form? Because our Adelaide Cabaret Festival audiences are loyal. Not only has it got a huge national reach and people travel to come and see us, but the local audiences are loyal. And so I wanted to reward them for all of their loyalty and say, how much variety can we offer you? So we not only have variety in the kind of voices and storytellers that you'll hear, but I wanted to say how much variety and form can we offer? So we have improvised musicals, casually starring Julia Zemiro, if you don't mind. We have like incredible theatrical experiences, like, my God, Murder for Two, which is a 90-minute madcap slapstick whodunit where two performers play 13 characters and a 7-foot grand piano, and that's it. They do all of that with no costume changes, anything. Incredible show. And to also go, like, how else can we think about what the form of it is? So we've got a live recording of Chat 10, Looks 3 with live music, which is, you know, that is just stories into song. We're doing a thing where we sort of are reinventing the book club. Me, Jennifer Byrne, Marie Cardi are going to discuss The Great Gatsby with live music from the book. Bring your book club or make it.
Will you burst into song?
I may, honestly, but PK, that's just standard for me. Like, just be prepared. I should come with a warning. That could happen at any time.
Bursting into song, it's an occupational hazard, isn't it? One of those stars that you're bringing is Lisa Simone, who's lined up to sing some of the iconic classics of her mum. For many years, they had a really difficult relationship. I've interviewed her before. She's a really interesting character. What can you tell us about her?
Well, this is, I mean, I'm so excited by this show. So Nina Simone, obviously, one of the most iconic voices of the last 150 years, let's say, songs of protest, songs of extraordinary cut through too, I think is really interesting. You know, she has such appeal in so many worlds. Lisa Simone, her daughter, is in and of herself a Broadway star, a world-class voice, chart-topping hits. But I think what cabaret is in one of its many other forms is it's immediate and it's intimate. You get a relationship with a performer that you don't get in any other spectrum of the arts. You know, there's no character in between the performer and the audience. It's really, really, it's vulnerable, it's intimate, and it's really, really connected. So the idea of hearing about Nina Simone from the point of view of her daughter while Nina Simone's songs are being sung with an incredible 16-piece band, I just think that is an extraordinary opportunity to know more about a legend and to understand that relationship a little more in all its complexities. And I also think it is going to be an incredible show, which is not happening anywhere else in Australia. She is just coming to the Adelaide Cabaret Festival for us. We are so excited.
How'd you pull that off? That's often, it's interesting you say that because we're so far away, right? Mm. Like from so many places, not far away from ourselves, but from so many places.
Emotionally, we're very close to ourselves.
That's right,
yes.
We are. But, you know, often people come to a festival and then they do have to go to a few other festivals just to make it worth their time. That's quite an achievement there.
To get such an exclusive, yes, we feel that too. And absolutely, you know, we have performers here who are starting with the Adelaide Cabaret Festival and doing other dates around Australia. But it's also, it's exactly as you said, the reputation of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival is so globally significant, which is such an extraordinary thing to say because we have such a tiny little footprint. We are 3 weekends in June, but we have this giant heart and global reach. So I was on the other side of the world at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival seeing, I saw 52 shows in 8 days to try and find the best of cabaret, of musical comedy to bring back to the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. And I would find myself saying, oh, these and to international stars, huge headliners. I would say, we would love you to join us at the Adelaide Cat. And I would get halfway through that sentence and invariably people would say, oh, we've heard of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. Oh, we've seen it online. We've seen the vibe of it. It's joyful. It's inclusive. It is warm. It's a winter festival. So it's cold outside, but it is warm inside the festival centre. And the idea that they could say to us then, yeah, we're in. We so often did not even have to pitch, let alone explain what the festival was. People were like, we're in. We've seen it. We've heard about it. We love it. We want to come. And that is so exciting. So exciting.
I've just got a picture of you pitching to get this job and just blew away all the competition, didn't you?
So I have performed at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. I think it's four separate shows that are standalone shows. I have been there many, 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 many times as an audience. But it is true, what I am first and foremost is a fan. And that's an incredible way to actually approach a pitch where I'm like, I know the feeling of this festival and I know what makes it special. And actually, honestly, it is the feeling in the foyers. So firstly, too, this feeling that cabaret is so immediate, you feel so connected to the performers. But what you feel in the festival is that it feels like there's no separation between performers and audience. And what I really wanted to focus on with, you know, some of the things that I was expanding with form is the idea of shows that pour off the stage and into the foyer afterwards. This idea that the party doesn't stop, you know, don't go home, stay here with us. Bring your sequins, bring your high heels, also bring your comfortable shoes because, you know, if you're seeing 3 or 4 shows in a day, comfortable shoes, but fabulous comfortable shoes. You know, that's my tip for the festival. That and hydrate. And not just champagne. I learned that the hard way.
Hydrate. Hydrate is honestly the most important life lesson, isn't it, Virginia? Yeah, absolutely. Virginia, it's been an absolute delight to have you on the show. Thank you.
What a treat. Thank you, darling.
Virginia Gay, Artistic Director of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.